Masechet Zevachim Perikhet Mishnah Aleph. Here we'll talk about cases where a korban became mixed in with other animals and you don't have the ability to tell which animal is which. We'll start by talking about a case of a korban that got mixed in with forbidden animals. Mishnah says, Kol Zevachim Shinit Anevu Behata'ot HaMetot or Beshoran Iskal. If you have a korban that became mixed in with one of the hatat offerings that have to be left to die, there are five different types of hatat offerings that you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach, but you have to allow to die. You put them in a closed place without any food. Or if you have a korban that's mixed in with an animal that has to be stoned, a shorhani skal, an ox that has to be stoned. If an ox killed a person or was involved in bestiality, that means relations with a person, they have to be put to death by stoning. So if your korban became mixed in with one of these, afilu ahat belibo, even if it's one hatat offering or one ox became mixed in with 10,000 korbanot, yamutu kulam, all of them have to be left to die. Since one animal in this group is prohibited, and you're not allowed to offer that one on the Mizbeach, therefore all of them become forbidden. Even though you may think there's bitul, we say that a living animal is too significant to become nullified. And the option to just leave them where they are and to let them just graze and to let them live their normal life also becomes a problem, because somebody may have benefit from one of them. And if you're having benefit from one of the korbanot, it's forbidden to have any benefit. So therefore, we put them in a very closed place. We don't give them food and we allow them, or we have them die. Mishnah continues, Nita'arevu b'shor shene'evda bo avera. If a korban got mixed in with an ox with which a sin was committed, we'll list all the different sins in the continuation of the Mishnah, or shehemitet ha'adam al pi edehad o al pi ha'be'alim, or the korban got mixed in with an ox that killed a person with one witness seeing it, or the owner said that it happened beroveya, or with an animal that had relations with a person, obenidva, or an animal that had a person have relations with it, ubemukse, or an animal that was designated as an offering for an idol, ubeneivad, or one that was worshipped as an idol, ubeitnan, or a korban became mixed in with an animal that was used as a wage, as a payment for a prostitute, ubemihid, or an animal that was used as an exchange to purchase a dog, ubekilayim, or with a kilayim animal, ubeterefa, or with a terefa animal, ubeyotzei dofen, or an animal that was born with a C-section, yid'u adshis ta'avu. In every one of these cases, the animals that became mixed in with each other, they all should be left to graze until they eventually develop a blemish. V'yimachiru, and then when they develop a blemish, you can sell them. Selling the korban is a way to redeem it. The sanctity of the korban is transferred then onto the money, and the animal becomes regular hulin. It becomes a regular animal. The owner then has to replace the korban with a new one with that money. And with the money worth at least as much as the most expensive of those mixed animals. So if the mixed in animals that you don't know which is which, you spend the amount of money on a new korban of whatever the value of the more expensive animals would have been, you buy the same type of korban that was amongst them. The korban may have been the most expensive animal in the group, so therefore, that amount of money becomes sanctified. So the owner, therefore, has to buy another animal, and you have to designate it as the same korban as the original one, and at the at least similar price. If korban became mixed in with a group of unblemished animals that were hulin, that were not dedicated to the Beit HaMikdash, but they're technically fit to be korbanot. So what do we do now? I have all these different animals. One of them is a korban, one designated already, and the other ones, they could be designated, but they're not. They're just regular animals. So we say, Himachiru ha'holin l'sriche oto hamin. We say the unconsecrated animals, the ones that were not dedicated to the Beit HaMikdash for korbanot yet, we make it tonight. We say that all of those that are not already sanctified should become sanctified, and they go exactly to that type of korban. So we sell them to somebody for that purpose, so therefore we bring everything to the Beit HaMikdash, they're all offered, and there's no confusion anymore because everything now has that status.